Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
As the Kenai River Marathon comes to a close, there are a few runners that showed that this race was something personal. Courtney Kraft, a teacher from Virginia, takes the term cross-country to a whole other level. She has traveled all over the country to compete in every state. Alaska was going to be her 50th half marathon race. Kraft served in the Army for 21 years and then needed a way to care for herself after retirement. Lucky for her, running was just the thing she needed.
And I love to travel, and so this worked out that it's a great way to see the different states, and the running community is a great community.
For first place half marathon winner Samantha Wilson from Anchorage, she had a great time while also managing to get a personal record time.
It was nice. It was nice, pretty flat, rolling hills, and the weather was great, so that always helps.
And as for marathon winner Julianne Dickerson from Anchorage, she finds it nostalgic to be racing and winning in Kenai.
We moved to Kenai in 1990 when I was 2, and so I learned to run on these trails, I learned to bike on these trails, I learned to drive on these trails. Like, I grew up here and picked up running later in life, and so I underestimated like how nostalgic it was going to be to come back and do this one.
Dickerson finished with a time of 3 hours and 7 minutes, which is a personal record.
An Air National Guard search and rescue operation on Wednesday, September 20th, led to the rescue of 4 hikers near Upper Paradise Lake. Alaska State Troopers received a report of an in-reach SOS just after 5:30 a.m. the morning of September 20th. The information received indicated there were 4 males attempting to hike to the Upper Paradise Lake National Forest Service to access a public use cabin. The subjects stated they were hypothermic and unable to continue traveling. Once weather conditions permitted, LifeMed responded and located 3 males and transported 1 male in serious condition to a hospital area. 1 male was reported to have left the group in an attempt to reach the cabin. LifeMed was able to return to the scene and recover 2 additional members of the group. Air National Guard recovered the 4th male from the area of the public use cabin. All subjects were transported to an area hospital for evaluation. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Senator Jesse Bjorkman and Representative Justin Ruffridge will be hosting a town hall meeting today, September 28th, to provide updates and answer questions regarding the Department of Transportation projects on the Kenai Peninsula at the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly Chambers from 6 to 8 p.m. Senator Bjorkman is looking to address some of the worries that members of the peninsula may have, but also deal with some pre-existing concerns.
It's just an opportunity for folks to come out and hear about DOT projects that are happening in our area,
said Bjorkman. Likewise, Representative Ruffridge shared similar hopes to Senator Bjorkman.
My hope is to just make sure that people feel heard and have an outlet for being able to have a conversation with our folks at DOT,
said Ruffridge. Some of the issues that are going to be discussed include the Sterling Highway Safety Corridor, the Kenai Spur Highway, Kay Beach flooding, and the Cooper Landing Bypass.
I've heard about what is going to be done about use of brine on the roads. People are talking about the need for brushing on the sides of highways, state roads around. People are discussing what the DOT can do with the Dogfish Culvert. And there are always other issues that people might want to talk about, but the main focus of this meeting is going to be on those 3 projects.
Considering there are many topics to be addressed tonight, Bjorkman did also want to offer another opportunity of members of the community to continue to speak about the brine issue.
The folks who want to come and are concerned about road brine, they certainly are welcome. However, their comments and folks to talk about brine specifically, that's going to happen at its own separate meeting in October.
For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday.